Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. You know, all gardeners should do their best to record their gardening experiences. Why? Well, because keeping records can help make you a better gardener and increase your successes. Records help you to remember what worked and what didn't, and this makes your gardening efforts more effective. There are a number of important things you should keep track of as a gardener. Planting information, such as what, how many, and when plants were planted. Did any die? What insect or disease problems appeared, and what treatments were used? Which bedding plants and vegetable varieties were the most successful and which ones were flops? Also, record the weather. Information on the weather through the year is very helpful to have on hand, and anything else you can think of that's important to you. Now, here's some important techniques that you can use to keep your records. You can mark a calendar. Buy a nice 2015 calendar with big daily square spaces. When you come in from the garden, just stop and jot a few brief notes down on that day's square. It takes just a few minutes to note the essentials, what you planted, what you saw, what kind of weather was happening. And although it may not be very detailed, you'd be surprised at the amount of useful information you'll have accumulated at the end of the year when you flip back through that calendar. Another thing to do is take pictures. Photographs and video recordings can be very valuable in making a garden record. The appearance of a garden changes radically from one season to the next. A visual record is often invaluable. It's a quick way to record where and what things were planted. As you play back the video or go through your photos, it's amazing to watch the transformation that takes place in your garden through a year and even from year to year. You can keep your gardening records on file. Now, a handy way to keep track of your records using a file system is to type your information into files on your computer with particular labels. Labels like rosebed, or front lawn, or tomatoes, or azaleas, and everything about that particular area or everything about that particular plant in your gardens can go into that particular file. This makes it really easy to look up information on a plant or a landscape area simply by going to the particular file that has that information in it. And if you find that you can't find bits of information using other methods, well, doing this, keeping your records in files that are well labeled, is a great way to keep it organized and make it accessible. The most complicated way to keep track of your garden is to write a journal. A journal is like a diary, and it can be a very satisfying way to make garden records. It takes more time and more commitment to do a journal, but it's really wonderful. So it's really worth the time you put into it because it really gives you the opportunity to record your comments, your feelings, and your details that really breathe life into your records. And you can also use a gardening journal to develop ideas and make plans for the future. You'll likely combine techniques. For instance, it's easy to paste digital photographs of a garden bed next to the journal entry that discusses it. Digital images of insect, weed, and disease problems can be pasted next to the text that identifies the problem and includes control recommendations. You could even include links to websites you found helpful in identifying and controlling problems. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.